Did I hear your voice this morning? This was a time of praise and worship unto me. Did I hear your voice this morning? Or did I not say in my word that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks? Did I hear your voice this morning during praise and worship? If not, then I ask you, what is the abundance of your heart? When it comes to worshiping me, what is the abundance of your heart? Because again, I said in my word that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Therefore, if I could not hear your voice this morning, then is it possible that your worship for me and your love for me is not in the abundance of your heart? Is it possible that you love me, but worshiping me just does not have a place of residence within your heart? For you see, if I did not hear your voice this morning, then how do I know how you really feel about me? And you would say, but it's in my heart, Lord. It's in my heart. But again, I take you back to my word. And I said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Was your mouth speaking and singing my worship today? If not, I am not telling you that you don't love me, but I am asking you to reevaluate where you stand with me. I am not asking you to question your salvation. But what I'm saying is this. If my word says that out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, and loving me and worshiping me is in abundance in your heart, then doesn't it stand to reason that it would come out of your mouth? Yes, it would. But if the abundance of your heart is whatever you're facing in life, then it's that which is stifling your worship. But when you come in here and the abundance of your heart is to worship me, then you will take advantage of these times and you will release out of your heart through your lips that worship for me. So I say to you, think about this. From this day forward, give this thought and consideration. Is praise and worship really a part of the abundance of your heart? And if it is, then it will come forth when you are given these opportunities to worship me. I will also say that not worshiping me, not releasing it across your lips, is hindering me from working in greater measure in your life. Because you see, if I inhabit your praises, then I bring with me that which I can do in your life. So think about these things. Consider what really is in the abundance of your heart And I encourage you to make the effort to have worship as a major part and abundance in your heart. And when you come together in times like this, to open your mouth and release what is in your heart. When you do, you will have an encounter with me every time, says the Lord.